Just a few days ago, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel made a secret, and maybe it wasn't so secret, but at least a lot of people didn't know about it. But it was a special trip anyways to Russia. And they've had meetings in the past, he and Vladimir Putin. But Russia, though, is aligned with Iran, the largest enemy of Israel. Makes those kind of visits a little odd. My first question to you, Jimmy, is this. How is Israel looking at the face of Russia today? Do they look them as a friend? Do they look them as an adversary?
Well, Sam, actually, they look at them both ways, as a friend and as an adversary. You've got to remember that back in 1991, and that's when Judy, my wife and myself, first went in to live there in Jerusalem, that was some 26 years ago, 27 almost now. And at that time, there were over 1.3 million Russians that left Russia emigrating to Israel. That's a 37% increase in the population of the Jewish state of Israel. So therefore, Netanyahu has to have a relationship with the home country, with Russia, with Vladimir Putin. And so they've had a friendly relationship over the years. Now, when Russia, and about 5 years ago, when they moved into Syria, that became more adversarial. The reason for the trip ultimately was because of the both aspects of their relationship. Israel must have a great relationship because you've got Israel standing there in the middle of the Middle East with all of its already enemies, but then Russia comes in, strengthens that, gives stability, United States leaves, and here is Israel standing by itself. So it has to have a relationship with the major power that's there in the Middle East. He needs to have that because Russia and Israel's northern border are key to what Israel and how they're going to make decisions in the future. Prime Minister recognizes Russia, as I said, as a major player, and the United States not even a major player in the region at all.